First, the United States, then the geography of the world. This is what's identified in verse 41 and then 42 and 43. From the beginning to the end of chapter 11, the story is built upon the conquering of geography. To identify verse 41 as not geography, but a spiritual entity, is to totally step outside the context of the passage. Now, in manuscript releases number 13, page 394, and we've discussed this several times in this presentation, but I need to go back and hit on it one more time, if you don't mind. Sister White says, the prophecy in the 11th of Daniel has nearly reached its complete fulfillment. Much of the history that has taken place in the fulfillment of this prophecy will be repeated. So she's speaking about the final fulfillment of Daniel 11, says much of the history that's already taken place in Daniel 11 will be repeated. And then she quotes verses 30 to 36. So she's saying, brothers and sisters, if you want to understand the final fulfillment of Daniel 11, then you will understand it by recognizing that there's history in Daniel 11 that's already come to pass that will parallel the final fulfillment of Daniel 11. And then she says, but more importantly, let me tell you the premier history that will be repeated. And she quotes verses 30 to 36 of Daniel 11. And the history of verse 30 to 36 of Daniel 11 is the history of the transition between pagan and papal Rome. Part of that in history includes the truth that three geographical areas were to be removed. Three horns were to be removed before the papacy was established on the earth. And then when they were removed, persecution would begin. In verse 40, 41, and 42 and 43 together, you see the king of the south, the glorious land, and Egypt as the obstacles for the modern-day papacy to overcome. Three geographical areas, once again, if you understand the glorious land as the United States. And if you look at verses 43, 44, and 45, once you see these three geographical areas overcome as paralleling the history in verses 30 to 36, once the three horns are removed and the little horn that speaketh great things is established, the abomination of desolation is placed in verses 30 to 36, then persecution begins. And sure enough, in verses 44 and 45, once these three geographical